Hi, I'm Sian Herbert. I'm here at the European Development Days conference in Brussels, representing the European Think Tanks Group. We have a panel here looking at inequality. I'm standing here now with Luc Bagot, who's the head of the unit in charge of coordinating the EU's next multi-year budget in DG Development and EuropeAid at the European Commission. So, Luc, considering that middle-income countries have many of the world's poorest people at the moment, but of course have large reserves and capacity to fund their own development sometimes, what role do you think the EU should play in these countries in its development cooperation activities?
Yes, first of all, I would like to say that the agenda for change that have been proposed by the Commission for the next financial perspectives is an important turn in the development policy. We consider indeed that the middle-income countries have the capacity now to tackle their own issues, at least from a financial point of view, and that we have to target monies or the resources we have, the grants we have, to the least developed countries and countries that don't have, in fact, the resources to put in place proper policies. So I think that we have to find for middle-income countries the right mix of instruments. Less money, more technical assistance, for instance. Less grants, more loans. And of course, we can do concessional loans in order to finance grid infrastructure projects in those countries. Projects in field that serve also the interests of the European Union or the rest of the world, financing global public goods like the fight against the climate change or other issues that will have a great impact for the future of the world.